Hi, I'm Hillary. We're the Two Bloodies Chicks, and we don't know again. We're never going to have theme music. We're just going to pick and choose every
time. It
just is what it is. It's season 5, episode 5.
Yep.
5-5.
5-5.
In 2024.
I thought you were about to say 25.
I was about. I'm like, no, I'm not that bad. I'm not that far gone today. So today we're talking about injuries, learning from our injuries, like personally, learning from our injuries.
From our own injuries.
Own injuries, then taking it into our teaching. And we could go so many places with this one. But we kind of wanted to share what the thought process is in terms of, like, when you're injured, it's not the end of the world as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And how that silver lining, we can see it and go through it.
How it
and
can
use
help
it
our
and help and help our teaching and help our clients.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and as movement professionals, like, everybody gets injured. We all get various aches and pains and injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And our clients come in with all various aches and pains and injuries. And it's easy. I mean, of course, we're all going to feel frustrated. And
especially as teachers, because we want to move. We want to do things. All of a sudden, it's like, stop.
For people who are super active, it's very frustrating. Have to modify or pull back a little bit, not be able to do what we want.
Yes.
But we were thinking about how the injuries that we all encounter as Pilates teachers, we can use that to learn more about those sorts of injuries that we experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we better can help our clients
who are dealing with similar things.
Yeah, the same or similar injuries. And so it's like this kind of silver lining that we can take from it, even while we're frustrated and annoyed.
Why me?
Yeah.
Because I think we talked about this, I think it's a good lead-in, is when I was going through my teacher training, it was a very small class, there was only 3 of us, and my mentor, John Gossett, who has passed, left us, he asked how many of us have had injuries, like who had been injured, and 2 of us raised our hand, and the third just raised hers really high, said, I've never been injured, like very proudly. And he looked at her and he said, oh, that's a shame.
I love that story.
And because his thought, which is ours and what we're talking about, is that going through an injury and having an injury gives you more empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you understand the place, the headset, the pain, the things that the client is going through.
Yeah.
And you can let them know you've been through that. So it does make you a better teacher
mm-hmm.
in that respect.
Yeah.
Not that we want people to be injured.
No. But
it's but it is something to look at it in that kind of light.
There's a positive side to having to deal with
mm-hmm.
an injury, where not only do we understand that injury more than if we were just reading about the, you know, contraindications of certain exercises or just reading a kinesiology textbook, learning about the types of injuries. But we now have this embodied knowledge of what this injury is, where when we're teaching a client, if they say, oh, I have this injury, or oh, that hurts here, we can say, oh, okay. And then we maybe understand more how to modify it or give them an adaptation for the exercise, and then we can say, oh, let's try this. How is this for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it gives you more of an understanding where mm-hmm. if you've never had any pain or injury, you're kind of like, it's almost like throwing darts at nothing. Like you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
And I think because we talked about this with like textbooks and precautions and contraindications, that's very black and white.
Yeah.
And people are not that way.
Right. Like everybody responds differently to an injury, and everyone responds differently to a rehab protocol and to how it affects, with that injury, certain exercises, how it affects them.
How their body moves, which is going to affect that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to really think about when you're...
Yeah. And so we have these guidelines, right? Like these things in textbooks mm-hmm. that we learn and in our teacher training programs. And they're guidelines. This is generally what affects people with this sort of an injury.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that's it.
Yeah. There's so much more.
Oh, that's going to be exactly what they have.
Yeah. And people respond differently. And as we find in our own injuries, we have to modify in different ways. And then I think also from like not a like physiological level, but from the emotional side of things, mm-hmm. when we've dealt with our own injuries, we can better understand, like you said before, like the empathy, we can understand the fear, the frustration, the fear of pain, the fear of movement, mm-hmm. fear of re-injury,
that the fear of never getting out of that pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being stuck in it. Being
This is how I feel forever. This is my life.
Yeah.
And I think we wanted to do this one specifically because both you and I this past year-ish have both had significant pains or whatever that affected our practice, that affected us in ways that were like, oh, this sucks.
Where it's frustrating. You have to take a step back for a little while. And we were talking earlier about how taking those little step backs and modifying our practice where it's like almost coming back to the foundations sometimes and like kind of pulling your practice apart and kind of seeing where you need to go.
Kind of like building it in a different way.
Yeah.
And I think we were talking about my client, Janine. Shout out to Janine. and she has done Pilates for 20 some odd years and very strong, you know, very strong, no real issues and, you know, tightness. She's a runner, things like that. But broke her, like, her humerus. Just luckily didn't have to have surgery. They kind of set it up so it healed right. But now we're just getting into, and I'm following kind of what her PT in terms of loading and doing this. So we check in each week. And so it got to where, okay, we're starting to load the arm in a certain way. So then it became about, oh, this is how we're going to do this, loading, think about this. And she's like, oh, that's my push-up. Like, she realized like what needed to be happening, like relearning. Because, you know, you've been doing Pilates forever, you're doing your push-up, and you're like,
Just going through it. You're used to it.
But
now with this injury, it's like you can't just do what you're used to. You have to do it in a different way.
Exactly.
You have to build up to it again. You have to adjust around it. So you're rebuilding those connections. You're relearning.
Yeah, and if you're a healthy person coming into Pilates and learning Pilates and you're doing push-ups and this, so your building blocks, you're getting there is going to be totally different than when you have a broken arm and you're having to relearn. So you're learning things that maybe got bypassed because you weren't in that mental. Even if you were hearing it from your teacher.
Or it wasn't as necessary. Before.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that makes me think of a client just recently where I was working with her where she's getting these little low back nagging pains. And she's not injured, but she had a bit of a spasm and she just keeps getting nagging pains. And she can do a lot of things. Like, let's say she can, like, do her full hundreds and do like all of these abdominal exercises. But I was like watching her and we were talking about just the other day where she's not getting like a particular articulation through the body in her spinal flexion. And so we kind of came back and like broke down the blocks of like rolling through the body and like doing the numbers of like sitting up and rolling. Okay. You know,
the
like,
Kathy Grant. Right, exactly. Yeah. I love
all
that
the way
so
from the
much.
Tailbone yes. And 11 and 10.
10 like, and 9.
Really articulating.
And they're like,
through.
Oh my God.
And she's like, this is so hard. And so sometimes we kind of go into the practice and like, I can do these more advanced exercises or whatever. And so when you come back to those basics to really break it down,
exactly.
It's so much harder in a good way.
In a good way. And I think it's a good thing. Like, I make my clients visit that, like, often. Like, at least, I don't know, every other whatever it is. But because it tends to get forgotten.
Yeah.
And then when you get an injury and it's like, oh, okay.
Like, oh, yeah.
Here we go. But we're kind of going back to, like, our injuries. And kind of what we've kind of thought is we kind of, when you are injured as a teacher, that you kind of learn the fear your client's having, right? You're kind of learning how to overcome that fear.
The fear of pain and the fear of movement.
Yeah. Like, oh, that might hurt me. Or, oh, I don't know. It's like overcoming and learning how to. And it sounds like when you're a teacher, you're kind of like, oh, you can do it. Let's just, you know, whatever. But then you realize, oh, it's not so easy.
Yep. Not so easy
when you're in that position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's the fear. So the fear of pain, mm-hmm. of maybe having that pain again when you've gotten out of it a little bit. But as you're dealing with that injury, it's like the fear of movement because you're afraid that it's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. And how to differentiate how much you should push or back off.
Yeah, like how far should you push yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How much into so-called pain or feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Because like my teacher, yeah, that's what my teacher, she's like, you're fearing the sensation.
Yeah. Because it's not always pain.
It's not always pain, but it's a sensation. And when you're injured, your central nervous system is already heightened.
Yeah. It's on high alert. It's on high alert.
Exactly. And so to the client, it can feel like, oh no, just any feeling can feel like, no, no, no. Yeah.
And some people, a lot of the like current pain research shows that some people can even have a response to a very gentle, like a feather brushing. Like if you have a knee issue, like feather brushing your knee, like just sensation in that area can be, like understood as pain.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And so essentially any sensation that you feel in that region that's injured can be scary.
Yeah.
But so differentiating between
is what it a feather brushing my knee or is this actual pain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if it is some actual pain, is it that right amount where we can call it like that yellow zone where it's like it's not like super easy, but it's not saying like,
it's not like this is stop.
It's not red, like back off.
Back off. Back off, girl.
Where it's like, it's enough of that sensation where it's like, it's safe and healthy to work with.
Yes.
Instead of not doing enough or doing too much.
Right. Kind of like learning to step back, refocus a little bit, and then kind of take those steps forward. Steps
from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Because I think that's important. Like learning when to push through, when not.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, it's, like, different for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's different how comfortable someone is. But I think it's important, like, when we were working, when you tweet your back again, and we were working, and I would say, how do you feel about this today?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this? Because I feel like the client, us, in our own bodies, understand.
We know our body. Yeah.
Oh, that's probably not going to be good.
Yeah, and it's and that goes to one we talked about, like, an episode a couple ago where we were saying, like, but, you know, the client is really...
They're living in that body.
They're living in their body. They're the expert of their body, and we're the expert of movement science and Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to listen to them as we guide them. And so when we're dealing with our own injuries, that can make so much more sense where we're like, okay, like you're saying, like in my sessions for me, you're like, oh, so how do we feel about this exercise today? And like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what and about then, this one?
And a lot of the time it's like what we did, cause we were talking about the back here, was like, we just made the range small. We made things not as big as you were capable of before, but reining, like we said, going back, just taking a step back.
And healing kind of, back to more foundational work, but not having to go back to, like, square one.
No, because you're still working.
Yeah. You're still capable, so it's not like you're going all the way back to the beginning again and having to start over, but it's coming a little bit more simply, trying to, like, come back into the body and think, okay, what does this body need today?
Right.
Because my back feels like this today. But the next session, it might be
feel like this.
Yeah.
And I think also we're not, and this has come up a lot with a new potential client I've been talking to, is we are not PT. Like, our environment is not a PT environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's movement. It's Pilates. And, yes, people come in with injuries. But we're not specifically like a PT where it's, like, all about this one.
Yeah.
Part of your body and moving in that. We're doing the whole, although that is part of it. So it's like, okay, yes, you have this, but let's see.
How can we still move? Yeah, you're still integrating full body.
Full body.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, like, and so using my back spasm as an example, like, mm-hmm. I've had so many, like, that's my chronic long-term thing from old dance stuff. And so, and as we were working just, what did we say, like, last week or the week before, after we were doing the, like, from the hips rowing.
Oh, yes, from the hips, yeah.
And I, like, did that, and we finished that exercise, and I was like, I just realized that I have a new understanding of how to work through, like, deep flexion
mm-hmm.
than I did before
the back.
The injury.
And think how long you've been a teacher and how right. long you've been doing Pilates.
Right.
Which, it's like, it's that's what we're kind of saying, is an mm-hmm. injury can all of a sudden make this new silver lining thought process of, like,
new understanding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I, like, because of that injury, I learned how to find that, like, lift and curl into the flexion, like spine stretch forward type of a movement, to do that with more length, more support, and really understanding. Like, I've done it 100,000 times and done it well, done it correctly.
Yeah.
But I learned the even deeper how to get into that.
Exactly. So you took it to a whole new level mm-hmm. in your practice.
Because the limitations I had with that injury forced me to have to modify in a certain way, and that made me have to learn how to adapt yeah. around it, which crazy. Developed this new connection.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And it's like you're also realizing that you've been doing some, like we talked with my client Janine, you've been doing something a certain way, and it wasn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But now yeah. all of a sudden you had to take a step back, and it's like, oh, I feel this in a whole different way.
Yeah. Like, oh.
I'm connecting to it in a whole new way.
It's a new connection. It's a deeper connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new way of finding it, working yeah. with it.
Which changes so much in mm-hmm. all of the work. It's like, I think, the first injury I had as a teacher, which was like, I sprained my ankle mm-hmm. really bad. Where the doctor actually said I'd been better breaking it. It was bad.
It's like and grade three.
It was bad. It was, yeah.
Oh.
And so in the studio, I had to, like, sit on, like, the big physio ball with my leg up, and I couldn't demo, and I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do that, and couldn't, you know, walk. But I wanted to make sure that I had both ankles as healthy as one as the other.
Yeah.
And I remember the doctor saying, don't do anything with your ankle for this amount. I can't remember because it was so long ago. This amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pilates brain was like, that sounds wrong to me. Because I kept thinking, it's going to freeze up. I'm not going to have the range.
Right.
And so I just started, when it wasn't hurting and I could do, I started doing my Pilates and going through. And now I forget which ankle I sprained.
Yeah.
Because they both move the
range,
same.
Which is a testament to, you know, the movement work in Pilates. Because
yep.
so many people will be told, and like, yes, if something's broken, like, you need to wait the time.
Yeah, mine
to
was
let it,
sprained, wasn't let broken.
It set and heal.
Yeah.
But once,
make that clear.
Yeah, once you're able to load it
mm-hmm.
and start to do those small range of movements.
Mm-hmm. The swelling had gone down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, the movement through the body is just so healing if done in the right way, not too much, not too little.
Yeah.
Like, it's movement is healing.
Healing.
You know?
And that was other things. I didn't focus on the ankle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all the work was focusing on the ankle, it was the full body.
So you're still getting,
everything.
Your practice.
And that kind of leads me to, when you talk about movement is healing. So my issue this year has been my knee, which
mm-hmm.
was like actually 2 years now, right?
Because I had so. Yeah.
Anyway. So.
But that's also your old injury.
It's my
as
old
well.
Injury. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what brought me to Pilates.
Yeah.
And then found out it was that I have arthritis in it due to injuries and all that. And so, you know, we have clients all the time that have arthritis. And
very
they're
much,
like,
yeah.
oh, it's hurting today. Oh, this, that. And you're like, oh, okay. But you don't really, you don't have it. You don't get it. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand now. But with arthritis, movement heals.
Yes.
We want to move.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these things that we, but then you have pain, right? So you're like, do you
yeah.
move through? Do you go pain? So realizing for your client that they're going to have that same well, it hurts when I do that. I'm talking arthritis.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts or whatever. It's like, oh, it's okay. Let's do what we can do, and it will get, we'll do this range, blah, blah, blah. So I think it gives you that moment of, oh, I get this. Because, I mean, think how many clients, like, in their hips, in their shoulders, in their fingers, in their wrists, in their whatever it
Everyone, especially over a certain age, everybody has arthritis somewhere.
And injuries. If you get injuries, that's the minute that, that sets that up right away. And that's what happened with me. But it's like understanding, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially, like, and if you talk about, like, osteoarthritis, like, then you have the cyclical nature of pain and how to modify.
Rheumatoid arthritis, totally different thing.
Very different.
Very different. But, yeah, it's just, I think one thing we've learned through, because you were a dancer, so obviously you had, and then I've always been active, so I've had injuries. And each one teaches you something.
Yeah. We always learn something from it. And, like, some of my old dance injuries, like, I still remember how they felt. And I can, like, help a client now. Oh, you have FHL tendonitis. Okay, let's work on this. Yeah. Like, depending on what it is, it's like you really learn a lot from it.
You learn a lot. And then you're able to – and also you kind of touched on it in the beginning, and then we've got it like – you touched about it, like when you get an injury and you start to research and do your own kind of discovery of things. And that is true, because like when we've both had injuries and you go on and you're looking at things, there's so much on the internet that you're like, well, that's not right. not true.
To be discerning. It can
be like, no.
Your like, sources.
Your science is way out of date. And I've found that. And think of our clients who are going online, right? Yeah. And they're saying, well, online I saw data. And you're like, actually, no.
Yeah.
Science has proven that's not true. So it kind of gives us that moment to deep dive and go, oh, okay. Yeah. This is actually scientific, updated
evidence.
Yes.
And I've taken that throughout my whole career, actually, because I am really interested in the kinesiology side of things. And so I've always felt like I learn more about something from my clients' injuries too, where they come to me with something and I'll say, okay, yeah, we should do this, this, and this. And then I'll actually go home and like just kind of look back at my notes or research that region of the body and like refresh the anatomy of that body and that part. And it's just good to dive into it and do more research and really understand it.
And I think that's important. And then, like, both of us do workshops on our own that keep us in that updated science of the body. Because I tell my students this all the time. It's like, what you learn now, 10 years from now, maybe
it'll be different.
It'll be,
The, like, contraindications from complete hip replacement.
Oh, totally different now.
Back in the completely different.
I mean, can you imagine? And this is like pet peeve of mine is teachers that get out of teacher training and then they stop learning.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing a teacher across the studio who's updated in science with a hip replacement? You'd be like, oh my God.
Like, if somebody, if you're, like, still teaching someone from a posterior approach, and you're like, no.
I mean, because you and I have been teaching long enough that we've seen this progression of how they do hip replacements.
Things change.
And, like, the recovery of it. And you know, I remember that client that I got for the first time where it's like they had no contraindications according to the doctor.
Yeah.
None.
Yep.
And I'm like, you can do this?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Like,
but I learned that.
But it says right here. And that's still out there on the internet.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, you kind of learn as.
You definitely have to stay updated. And then you can think if a client or a teacher who's not staying updated goes and looks something up and then only follows that outdated, you know, science and then. They're like, oh, no, you can't do that. And then it, like, puts this fear of movement.
Into the client. Yeah. I feel like that's a huge podcast right there.
Fear of movement, yeah.
Because, like, you know, you're putting that on the client.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, my teacher said I can't do that. I can't,
yeah.
Yeah.
And as the teacher, we are, whether or not we feel like we are a source of authority and expertise mm-hmm. in the eyes of the client.
Yeah.
Because they're coming in for our guidance and our expertise. So we need to, like we've talked on in previous episodes, we need to be conscious of what we do and don't know and not put the fear of movement on somebody.
On somebody else.
And that's why, coming back to, like, this main point is, like, our own injuries that we experience, that's why they're so educational.
Yeah.
That we really understand how the client feels and not putting extra fear on them and learning how to move through the recovery process, take the fear away, feel more confident in the body.
I feel like this moment happens, and it's probably happened for you in different aspects. I got a new client, and she came in, and, you know, she had filled out the forms, and she got on the mat, and she just wanted to make sure I understood. She had had a meniscus tear and had surgery, like, 4 years ago.
Mm.
But it was in her mind.
Yeah.
And this, and I said, oh, yeah, I had one last year. And you could see this relief in her face.
Yep.
Oh, okay, then you're good. You're going to take care of me. You're safe. And it is. It's like for them to understand, oh, you've been in their spot. You know what they're – you understand. Then there was like this whole like, I'm okay.
Well, and then that – and I've had that experience too with various injuries, especially with people with back pain. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you get it.
You get it.
And it allows your relationship, the client, to teach a relationship to get stronger. The client
they trust you,
trusts
right.
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then their body, like, de-stresses a little bit and, like, can actually relax and can actually then move.
And that central nervous system calms down.
Yeah.
Yes.
It, like, de-heightens.
Yes. Like, yes. Oh, that was good. Oh,
yeah.
Who's our sponsor again?
Two Pilates Chicks.
That's us.
Our May workshop.
Yes, May 18th here in LA. If you can't get to LA, just
message us.
We've got options for you. It's for CECs for those that need it. And just go on our website, Do I need to say www anymore?
I don't know. That's
don't
a
know.
Good question.
Let's just do PilatesChicks.com.
PilatesChicks.com.
And it's under our workshop page, and you can read all about it. Mm-hmm. You can book your spot.
And follow us on Instagram at 2PilatesChicks.
.com.
Not talk. For daily updates, and you can instant message us there for more questions.
Yeah. Or just keep up with what we're doing. Yeah. We do some fun stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, we have fun.
We have fun. It's just, we're just silly on
Instagram. We're goofy.
We are goofy. Yeah, we have a system there. But yeah, that's it. So, silver lining.
Yep. Silver lining of your own injuries and learning from that embodied knowledge.
Yeah. Because there's always something to learn.
Yep.
No matter how long you've been teaching.
Always something to learn.
Always something to learn. So, thanks for listening.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye.